So Ben Stevenson is an award-winning stand-up comedian and author. His first novel was Green Light. He has a new novel called Either Side of Midnight, and he joins us to have a word about it. Ben, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
An absolute pleasure. What is Either Side of Midnight about, mate?
So it's a crime novel. It opens behind the scenes of the television studio, where it's a light entertainment program, you know, the ones that kind of nightly people sit around the table and talk about the news in a humorous way, and it's got a host, and he's doing a monologue, and the cast are kind of buzzing. There's an anticipation in the air because they think he's a bit nervous and that he might propose to his girlfriend live on air during the show. At the end of the broadcast, he turns to the camera, addresses his girlfriend directly, but instead of pulling out a ring, he gets a gun underneath the table and he shoots himself. His identical twin brother doesn't believe that it could be a suicide, and so he brings in a private detective to see if it could be considered a murder. And the book goes from there into how it could have happened and who could have done it.
Goodness me. So you've basically got a suicide on television on a show like The Project, by the sound of it. For thousands, millions of people have seen it, so everyone can testify. Millions of people are witnesses to it.
Yeah, that's the kind of idea, is that it gets beamed out across the country, and there's a million witnesses to this murder. And when people start asking questions of how, you know, my book explores the kind of reasons and why that can actually be a thrilling mystery as well. I like it because it's almost unsolvable, but you know, you can introduce so many clever and unexpected, hopefully for readers, elements that kind of bring into it this thrilling kind of crime story behind it all.
Ben, did you get this idea because you were watching Steve Price on The Project and thought, gee, I wish somebody would shoot him?
No, I didn't.
I think it a lot, but the
setting of the TV show in the book, it has various elements from various shows.
Right.
It can't be committed to one exact show, but certainly I've used my experience at being on those sets.
So Ben, you're a stand-up comedian and a novelist. Which is more confronting, to stand up in front of a crowd of people and try and make them laugh, or to hand over a novel to the publisher and hope that they will love it and want to publish it?
Look, I think it's handing over a novel, to be honest. I think standing in front of a crowd is terrifying because if they hate you, you'll know about it.
Yeah.
But handing over a novel is terrifying because if they hate you, you won't know about it, which I think is worse.
I guess as a stand-up comedian, you will get hecklers who, I mean, they're not necessarily making corrections, but they're just trying to put you off, whereas a publisher, as you say, they might not even come back to you and go, nah, we don't like that at all.
Oh, of course, yeah, I've got a microphone on stage. I can put someone in their place pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas if I want revenge on somebody who doesn't like my book, I mean, maybe I write them in as the murder victim in my new book, but it's like, that's a 2-year revenge plan. I don't have the commitment for those kind of grudges.
They talk about revenge being a dish served cold. That's very, very cold in those circumstances.
Yes, absolutely. Well, novelists are petty at the best of times, so I'm happy to jump on that bandwagon.
Have you got another novel in the works?
Yes, I'm working on my third now. I would love to tell you anything about it, but I don't quite know myself. I'm trying to beat my characters into submission to do what I tell them, but I'm slowly working through the next one.
Do you come up with a premise first and then develop characters around it, or do you think of some interesting characters and try to work out where they could go in their life?
I'm quite a heavy plotter, so Either Side of Midnight, I very intricately plotted it before I started it. But I also believe at the same time in finding an interesting character that can take you new places. The new book, I've got a larger idea that I'm trying to make work. So I am kind of trying to let the characters work themselves out, which is an interesting experiment.
Do you like to go back to your characters again, or once you've done with the book, that's it, onto a whole new bunch of people?
I think there's ways in which to set it in the same world and people to revisit the themes and the emotions and those kind of things between books while delivering a standalone story and mystery. Mm. So this Either Side of Midnight has the same guy that likes to poke around, my amateur detective, but it's very much not his story. He's gotten involved into these new people's lives, and so it's about them. So it's standalone while also continuing, I suppose, his personal arc.
Well, it sounds like a great book. I can't wait to have a read of it myself. Either Side of Midnight. Ben Stevenson, thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.